Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. James 1:14-15. Herein is man's journey into sin. Enticement, conception, sin. Our lust draws us away. The lust of the flesh is the natural desire to do that which is evil according to the flesh. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Romans 6:12. The devil appeals to the lust, to the fleshly desire, and to your lusts that war in your members. James 4:1. Lust becomes evil when we are inconsistent with the will of God. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. James 5:16. That which caused the fall of humanity in the Garden of Eden remains the danger for our culture and time. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. Eve saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof. Genesis 3:6. Her lust conceived, and sin was brought forth. We sin when we surrender to the lust of our flesh. Those dead in trespasses and sins had their conversation in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Ephesians 2:1-3. Our earthly members have evil desires. Colossians 3:5. The world presents us with the various evils that have become so acceptive of our society. So many choose to walk in the path of evil and have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Ephesians 4:19. Sin and immorality have become their way of life, and there is a constant indulgence in evil. The lifestyle of many is to walk after their own lust. 2 Peter 3:3. Scripture describes the ungodly as walking after their own lusts, Jude 1:16. Lust breeds sin, which is the transgression of the law, 1 John 3:8. The fruit of sin is death. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth, 1 Timothy 5:6. They who walked in the lust of their flesh were dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2:1-3. One may live in this life, enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season, but the price for sin must be paid and the reward must be reaped. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.